Well, Father, I just thank you so much for another night that we can all fellowship together, Lord, and glorify you and praise you and in one accord, because that's what this night's for, is for praising you and giving our all without any holdback. Just praise you with all we have, Lord, because you're the great God I am. And Lord, we thank you for the wonderful things that you're doing in us and the wonderful things we're going to be able to witness. And Lord, we pray and we ask for great favor with you and showing us how to defeat the enemy in sheer victory every time we pray with our praises, sending the angels out to do the work. And Lord, I just thank you that tonight's not any exception. We thank you, Father, that the power of God is among his people who are here in one accord, and that anything that's prayed will be answered because there's faith here. There's great and bold faith here. We thank you for an open heaven that would give us the victory, and knowing that when we pray the prayer of faith, it'll be answered. Father, we thank you for anybody that needs healing. They're already healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for anyone that needs a deliverance. It's already done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for all the great and wonderful songs we're going to listen to tonight. Not only listen, but we're going to participate in this wonderful praise night. Unlike any other that we've had before, we're not going to sit on the laurels. We're going to praise you, Father, because you're worthy of our praises. And I thank you, Father, for allowing us this time together to be able to do this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Phil. Hey, Monroe. Hey, brother. Patrick, Mary, and all the rest of you. Isaac. Yeah, Phil, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted y'all to agree with us and lift us up in prayer. I was informed today that getting laid off, so the Lord has freed me from a very stressful and heavy burden. You know, I feel so much lighter right now. And we believe that this company, it is so woke. There's so many things they preach and shove down our throats. And, you know, I repented of it. I would attend these meetings company wide, and they push Black Lives Matter, which, you know, all lives matter. We believe that. They would push this feminist agenda and inclusion, this everything under the sun, they would push it, you know. And I was like, well, I'm Russian. Aren't they gonna, you know, do a session about us? So no, those weren't coming. But anyway, so this woke company just, I believe it put us through some trials as well. And whenever they released me, it was like this burden had been lifted off of us. And they gave me some severance, which is nice. I praise the Lord for that. We were believing for at least a month, and that's what we've got. So we have some time for the Lord to do whatever he needs. And we praise the Lord that the timing is amazing. couldn't have picked a better time. And yeah, I praise the Lord for what he's doing and just put complete faith in him. That's it. Amen. Michael, you're muted.
Well, that probably was probably a good thing. No, I just said, all I said was, I thank you, Father, that there's an opening down here in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Nick, go ahead, brother.
I got a praise report.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
My mom finally got her car back today from the dealership. And the transmission is finally programmed and it has reverse now. So I'm happy.
All right. Ask your mom if he can borrow it for Saturday night. Amen. No, you better not.
All right. Are you getting tired of pushing it out the driveway there, Nick?
Amen.
I'll just add to that real quick while he's talking. We do need prayer for that. It does go in reverse and it goes into first and second, some other gear, but not all the gears. So if I'm going 45, it's a 3,500 RPM and whirring like crazy. So something's not quite right. And we're just praying for wisdom and, something will work out there. Lord will show us a way. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's pray for it. That's what we did here. We'll send out the angels to fix it. If you believe.
Yeah, I had that in my mind. I went out there and I prayed over it and I was thinking of those angels with their overalls and everything, and they're coming still. So amen. They'll be here soon.
No, they're there right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus, we command her car to be completely restored. I don't care what's wrong with it. Doesn't make no never mind. It's healed. And she will not have any more trouble with it. And Lord, we thank you for giving Vanita great faith to believe it. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Those mechanics with those overalls on, those denim overalls, are out there right now fixing that thing. Like it's already healed. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. That car be healed in the name of Jesus. All right, it's done. Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Okay, I've got a couple of things, if I may. first off, forgive me, please. I went to a doctor yesterday. No, I have to get a doctor's certification on a bit of paper I put into our licensing, you know, DMV people here, to, just a stamp or a notation of my passport to be able to drive a vehicle for hire. And some of the jobs I'm putting my hand up for involved driving a bus, you know, on a mine site between a camp and the site. But anyway, but yes, you need the doctor to say, yeah, he's not about to fall over and die. Now, I haven't walked in this place, as it turns out, for 4 years. And even then I haven't been sick or unhealthy with anything for, over 20 years now. So I'm going in, oh, this is going to be a breeze. And anyway, after, you know, a lengthy delay of getting in to see the gentleman, and, they do a blood pressure test and they take a drop of blood for, testing for sugar, and you know, and lo and behold, my numbers came back a little bit high. We're going to do it again in a week's time, because he said, "Oh, I won't put these figures on the papers." But anyway, I thought, okay, well, look, this is not kosher as far as I'm concerned. I'm just bringing it up for prayer. You know, I am putting feet to my prayers. So, for the next week, I'll be eating really good food, salads and stuff like that. And I have been really low on the water drinking stuff like that. So, I'll get stuck into that. But, you know, I see this as something like, Lord, can you just bring those numbers down? And, you know, I don't accept the report, by the way. No, there's not going to be any Brussels sprouts in that. I'm not that much of a heretic. But yeah, I thought, okay, look, I'll bring it up here as well. And, we can pray for me. Yay.
Well, we're going to pray for you, and you're going to be fine. There's not going to find nothing wrong. In the name of Jesus right now, we command his body to line up with the word of God and be healed. Any kind of spirits that might be in there trying to mess up the test, I bind you right now and cast you out of Greg right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that the test results are going to come back perfect. And I thank you for that, Father. And I thank you for giving Greg bold faith to believe that. And if they say this or that, he said, no, do it again because it ain't right. Because I am perfect in Jesus' name. Amen. And I praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And I send the angels right now to Greg to make sure it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Praise God.
Amen. It is glory done.
God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, Missy. Is that all, Greg? Did you have anything else? I'm sorry.
No, I did have something else, but it's entirely unrelated. But if I've got the floor, if you don't mind, Missy.
Go ahead.
I was in a supermarket a few days ago, and this is just something I'm bringing up for us to pray for because I promised to. And a diminutive, older Italian woman kind of waved over at me. And she wanted me to get some stuff off one of the, it wasn't the top shelf, it was just an upper shelf. She was like very much height challenged. And, you know, after I said, I'll just jump up, but you know, she's walking along. You know, her gait is not brilliant. And you know, as it turns out, you know, one or both of her legs were puffed up, et cetera. And, you know, I got the coffee things that were on special for her down. But I got talking with her because I'm standing there thinking, oh Lord, do you want me to pray for this one or not? You know, I'm thinking, well, I'm here, you know. And so anyway, we had a bit of a conversation and she said, yeah, okay, pray for me. Now there was no walking and leaping and praising gods and somersaults and cartwheels down the aisle or anything like that. you know, and I just said, look, you know, if nothing happens, you know, it's my fault, not anything else. But anyway, in the conversation with her, she was the English wasn't brilliant. And then it had that, you know, sort of strong Italian accent, et cetera. So from what I surmised with this particular lady, whose name's Maria, her husband died some time ago and he was cremated, and her son wasn't overly happy with that. And there's obviously more to the picture than this. And he said some really, really, really bad things that a man should never ever say to his mother or anyone for that matter, or a woman for that. But, and apparently, I'm not sure if this is quite the case, but he sank the boot into her leg, and was somewhat contributing to the injury or disability she has. And you know, cause she has a Catholic background being Italian, et cetera. As it turns out also, you know, there was some, let's say unforgiveness there for the son. You know, I'm not saying he didn't do some nasty things, that, you know, from what the account she did. And anyway, the communication wasn't as clear. I couldn't understand everything she was saying, and I'm pretty sure she did not understand some of the stuff I was saying. But from what I can surmise, this is what's gone on. And there was, you know, I mean, she hasn't seen him and doesn't want to see him, et cetera. So, you know, there was unforgiveness there. I went through this, you know, standing in the gap for him and apologizing to her on his behalf. As I say, I don't know if she got that or not. But anyway, I did say to her, I left her my phone number and, said, look, if you want to call me, but I'm not pushing it. But I did say we would pray, you know, for, her name is Maria, for her son, whose name is, Antonio. And her daughter as well, that she was somewhat, she was in the mix somewhere, whose name's Conchetta. You know, I just went along to see if, you know, okay, what's going to happen if I pray for her in a walk and stuff like that. But you know, as I say, there was this unforgiveness there and I couldn't break through. But anyway, I'm just bringing it up to, you know, to pray. And look, I'll do it if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, Lord, I've got to say, there's nothing in your kingdom that is a coincidence. That I was there at the time, she was there at the time, et cetera, Lord. And, you know, the prayers that were offered up and that you were mentioned, and Lord, I know she couldn't quite figure out what religion are you? And I'm not, but Lord, I just want to, bring her up and the whole situation because Lord, it is a bondage. And Lord, it's you, break through to a heart. It's not me. I don't need any, like there's nothing I can do in this situation, but you can. And there's deep hurt that's gone on here. And goodness me, demonic intervention or not even demonic meddling in this family. So Lord, I pray for this man, Antonio, you know, all the details. I just want to, Lord, show off in this family. Lord, I break through the whatever the anger is, break through, the bitterness, break through the disunity that this mother, Maria, would be reconciled to her son. The humility would absolutely reign, Lord. And that the daughter Concetta, would also be reconciled, you know, if it's not, she's not to her mother, then to her brother as well. Because Lord, I'm sure there's probably, you know, grandchildren and wider circles. Anyway, Lord, you know the details. I don't. But yeah, let light reign, Lord, not darkness. It's just dark. Amen. Over.
Amen. Lord, we hook our faith up with Greg and we thank you, Father, there's so it's going to be a restoration of this family because of you, Father, and I thank you for it. Lord, I ask that you do a supernatural repentance granted to this whole family, this whole family, Lord, and we praise you for it, Father. We command anger, bitterness, unforgiveness to go from your family right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father. We break the power of Satan off of this family right now in Jesus' name, and we declare and decree that they've come into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for sending your angels right now to perform these wonderful deeds in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I believe it's done.
Yep.
Okay, Missy, you may begin. You have 2 minutes. go ahead, girl.
Well, I was going to pray about something else, but then I thought I was going to pray about two things. But anyway, earlier, Fudge was acting funny. I was upstairs, and then just a little bit ago, I saw her sitting in my feet, just shaking and shivering, and I don't know why. I didn't hear any like loud bangs or noises or, you know, like fireworks or thunder or anything like that, which usually she gets anxiety and shivers. And I brought up here on my lap, and I command this spirit, this anxiety, this spirit to go. And she slowly calmed down, said, praise you, Lord. And she's just laying here just fine now. So thank you, Lord. But I want you all to agree with me. We have at least two spots in the yard that I know of that has holes. I think they're called yellow jackets is what usually comes out of the ground. And Merle's keeps forgetting to go and take the stuff and spray it. And I thought, well, you know, the other day yesterday we were mowing the lawn and the last time we mowed the lawn, I'm like, I didn't want to mow over that one spot that I knew was there. So I made Merle do it. He didn't get stung, but anyway. So I just decided I was going to bite the bullet and just mow him, just forbid any bees to sting me, you know? But I was at a spot in the yard, another spot in the yard away from any holes that I know of. And here I felt this thing on my this something at my ankle, and here was a bee that was stinging me through my sock on my ankle. And so I was like, you know, you get off in the name of Jesus. And then I'm like, I remember Michael, thank you, Lord. And I was just commanding the pain to go and everything. And, but I want you all to agree with me that angel with the, what do you call it? The blowtorch, the fire, whatever, will just, the angels get rid of that, those bees in my yard and those holes. But, you know, get rid of that, kill those bees in my yard in the name of Jesus. And just y'all agree with me. And the next time we go to mow, they won't be there. And as far as I know, Fudge hasn't gotten stung at all. But she doesn't spend a whole lot of time in the backyard. It's usually between us and the neighbors because the neighbor gives her treats. But anyway. So I just thank you, Lord, for sending, we just send those angels to take care of those bees in the name of Jesus, that there's yellow jackets in the yard. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Woohoo.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. They're gone. Tell Merle to get out there and mow that grass. All right, I'm on. Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. All right, Lana, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to share a praise report that happened to me today. I had bought some organizing boxes earlier this summer. And it turns out we did not use them, nor did we want them anymore. And they were still in their packaging. So I figured I'd go to the store and get my money back. But with typical stores, if you don't return it within 30 days, they don't give you your money back. They'll give you store credit. And so I went to the store and I thought to myself, I hope my niece is working. Maybe she will be able to do me a favor and give me some cash back, because I don't want to spend more money at that store. I'd rather get the cash back. And as I stood in line, I realized she wasn't there. And I thought to myself, oh, well, I guess I'll have to put up with a gift card. And the Lord put this thought in my mind. Do you really think I can only work through your, do you think you need your niece here for me to be able to soften hearts? And I thought to myself, well, Lord, if you can do it through somebody else, then this is going to be a testimony for me, because I've been kind of counting on my niece this entire time. And then I realized if she wasn't allowed to give me my money back instead of a store credit, then I'd be putting her in a compromising position, and I wouldn't want to do that to her either. So I get to the register and I'm thinking to myself, Lord, you do your thing. And the girl quickly checks everything. And then she says to me, what form of payment do you use? And I thought, and I said to her immediately, I think it was my debit card. And then I glanced down at the receipt and I said, no, it was cash. And she immediately hit the button and handed over the large amount of cash that I was happy not to spend at that store. So praise the Lord. He is so good. He doesn't need the people we think we need to soften hearts and do what needs to be done in order to answer our prayers. So thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. That's awesome. All right. Anyone else? Y'all ready to hear some praise? Are you waving at me or you got your hand up? Oh, now everybody wants to put your hand up. Okay. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, I'm going to leave Saturday and spend one night with my parents, and I'm going to do some cleaning and stuff for them. And I just wanted to pray for my visit with my parents and my boys. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, that I'm going to have a great short trip. Filled short trip, And that, thank you, Lord, that when I go and see Matt and Megan and Ryder, Lord, that we are just going to have a good time, and just peace and joy and rest in everyone's hearts. And I just command any walls to come down, and any dissension or faction to go in the name of Jesus. And that it just be such a pleasant time, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in Matt and Megan and their the walls seem to be coming down. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. I just send the angels ahead to put a gag order and restraining order on all the principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I thank you, Lord, for nothing but peace and joy in my whole visit, Lord. And all negative spirits have to go. I bind up all curses and all witchcraft. And with my mom and dad, and I bind up Jezebel in the name of Jesus, and I bind up perfectionism in my mom and dad. And I just thank you, Lord, that they are just going to be at rest and peace and joy, Lord, and just know how to receive and appreciate, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I thank you, Lord, for the little bit of time that I'm going to get with Kurt and Brooke and Blake too. And I just praise you, Lord, for this visit, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Isaac.
Hey, everybody. I just got a little praise report. So I was cutting today with the chainsaw, and I got to remind you, it was a steel chainsaw. Those are good ones. And I was cutting some branches and some thorns. There's a bunch of thorns. And, you know, cutting chainsaws, it's kind of like, it's a 20-inch blade, so it's a medium-sized saw. Not real small. It's not, certainly not big, but not meant for cutting thorns. Those things get to bending. Excuse me. And I cut it, and it came back, and the blade came back.
Isaac, your audio is getting worse now. That's better.
Okay, let's try this. So, did y'all hear everything I said up to this point?
Not much.
Okay. I was saying I was cutting with a chainsaw today, I had to take care of some branches, some trees that fell in the meantime. And you know, I kind of got a medium sized, saw, and you know, when you cut thorns are real flexible. You really don't want to, you want to be careful about that. And I was cutting you know, I finished cutting some thorns and I swung my saw back and it hit me in the kneecap, the blade, and it was running. I mean, I had this thing full bore because I was cutting some of the bottom roots of these, not the thorns, but some bushes, excuse me. Anyways, and it came back, hit me in the kneecap, man, and cut my jeans open. I just cut them just wide open. And I thought, man, come on. So I looked at my kneecap and it was bleeding and I said, man, I got to cut these stinking trees down. So I put my pants back on and started cutting again. Well, then I started feeling my legs started getting wet and I just said, in Jesus' name, you be healed. And I kept cutting and I just kept cutting and, I finished cutting, did my job, you know, not sound derogatory, but you know, looked at, pulled my pants down and looked and it just the smallest little cut. That's all it was. I mean, it's just a little beep. And, thank God, man, because, you know, at your kneecap, you know, yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. At your kneecap, man, there ain't much flesh there. And, you know, you know, not for us, right? But, you know, if you ain't careful, man, you can really do some damage. And y'all, you know, Michael, I know you and David work at saws, often, you know how powerful they are. And, y'all cut a lot of trees down there. So yeah, hallelujah. And thank you for that. And another thing I wanted to add. A praise report, but yet pray with me at the same time. I got job offers have been coming all week. I got four of them and possibly another tomorrow. And they're awesome offers. And I'm excited about it. But the thing is, I just want to make the right decision. You know what I mean? Money's really not that important. I don't need to make the most money. You know, I've already been on the road. I've traveled. So none of these are jobs of travel. They're none of that. But I just want it to be the best for me, for my family, best for me spiritually. I just want it to be the best. And the Lord knows what that is. I'll say a prayer if y'all just agree with me. Dear Lord, thank you, Father, for showing me and showing our family what job you want us to take. Lord, that's an easy thing for you. So thanks for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we hook our faith up with Isaac that he's going to be confident when he goes in to take the job, whichever one it is. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, Samuel.
I'll try to be quick, but I think it's important that we pray for those who are still fasting and to be led by the Lord for those critical decisions in our sacrificial fasting for the Lord and keeping on going with that, and to keep those angels around us and for our families as well, those we're praying for that haven't been into the kingdom yet. So we're just I want to have a group here to pray for all that, to press on to the end, especially for those still fasting. And if any weird stuff comes up with the enemy trying to get them to think otherwise with the sacrifice for our Lord, I mean, amen. Abraham put his son on the altar. You know, he went and believed the Lord. So we're just going to have to believe in the Lord and everything. So, and we're all here together. We're all linked together in a chain that can't be broken. So I just want to have everyone here to pray for. So I just want to lead. Thank you, Father, for your sacrifice for everyone here. Thank you for drawing us into your headship, your family. Thank you for blessing us that we are part of your kingdom. And thank you for giving us the strength and courage and wisdom to press on towards you. And we cast down all the evil things that's trying to lurk around us. And we deny the flesh so we can live it up with the Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is to let the Christ manifest in us 100%. And we want to be glorifying you in everything that we do. So help us and to make the right decisions. And we want to thank you, Father God, in everything that we do.
Amen. I'd like to add something to that. I'm just going to throw it out there. If you'll read the rules that the Lord laid out for the fast, he said to stay off of electronic devices. But I've been noticing there's been a lot of people that's supposed to be on a fast that's on the outreach chat. So maybe you ought to go back and look at those rules that the Lord laid out. So just want to throw it out to you. Want to be in the right position on the eighth day. And that's where you need to be. Be ready to receive the gift that the Lord has for you. So you got to empty self, he said, so that he can fill you up with him. That's what he wants to do. And if you're using your electronic devices most of the day, you're not doing what he wanted you to do. And I just thought that's just to help you now. I know it's hard to remember all the rules, but that was absolutely one of them. So just thought I'd remind everybody, because I'm going to tell you something. If you miss it, you're going to miss a great blessing. But if you get it, you're going to be filled to the fullest. All right, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I don't think I'll make it Saturday either because I have to work from 2 to 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord bless Nick as he's working there. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless him while he's there with your presence in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hi, David and Lena. How y'all is? How y'all doing? Everything all right? That's cool. Amen. All right. Y'all ready for some praise and worship? I got one thing before we get into the praise and worship, and I think you'll like it. So we'll get going here. All right. Let's see here.
My king was born king. The Bible says he's a seven-way king. He's a king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's a king of Israel. That's a national king. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Now that's my king. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? David said the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is the only one whom there are no means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his soul is supplied. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. Well, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. And he's impartially merciful. That's my king. He's God's son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. Well, he's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in high criticism. He's a fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my king. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. Well, he's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He starved God and he dies. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent and he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? Well, my king is a key of knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. He's a master of the mighty. He's a captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Yeah. Yeah. That's my king. My king. Yeah. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's indescribable. Yes. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you, the heavens of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explaining him. You can't get him out of your mouth. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. And Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. Yeah! He always has been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my king. Is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Hey! All the power belongs to my king. We around here talking about black power and white power and green power, but it's God's power. Thine is the power. Yeah! And the glory. We finally get prestige and honor and glory for ourselves, but the glory is all his. Yes, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that? And ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all of the forever, then amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome.
I wanted to come back. What did y'all think of that? If y'all ever, some of you probably heard that before. That's an awesome, awesome. That was back in 1970s that he had that sermon. That's, y'all like that? Oh my goodness, man, y'all ought to be jumping up and down. That was awesome. All right,
Who was it, Michael?
Just a minute. I forget it now. I don't know why I forgot it, but I did. Just a minute. Oh gosh, wrong thing.
That's okay. You can put it in the chat or something. I will.
Okay, let's get back to doing this.
Welcome to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Praise him in the sanctuary, praise him with the timbrel. is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Every day I will praise him and extol his name forever. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the name of Jesus is worthy to be praised. We sing
and I lift my voice. the nations rage, kingdoms rise and fall. There is still one King reigning over all. So I will not fear, for this truth remains, that my God is the Ancient of Days. None above Him, none before Him, all of time in His hands, for His throne it shall remain. The power, all the glory, I will trust in His name, for my God is the Ancient of Days. Though the dread of night overwhelms my soul,
for you. Lord, I come before your throne.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your face, singing what a faithful God have I.
Together.
Okay, sorry about that. I've turned my doohickey off, my thing, VPN. Maybe that did it. All right, y'all ready to get back at it? Okay. That's the last one. It was a good one, wasn't it? Lord of God. All right, let's see what else we got here.
Jesus, my Redeemer, there is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine I can see.
Chains are released, I can see. teach?
Young man, can't you ask of Christ? Good teacher, will you tell me? What must I do for eternal life? I've kept your laws completely. Sell all you have, give to the poor. Then heaven's treasure shall be yours. How hard for those who are rich on earth to gain the wealth of heaven. Now Jesus sat by the offering gate as people brought their money. The rich, they filled the collection plate. The widow gave a penny. Now she's had given all the rest. Her gift was all that she possessed. Not what you give, but what you keep is what the king is counting.
Empty-handed, I rejoice. You deserve.
Thank you. I've known you as a friend. the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so
Hallelujah. Behold, Jehovah, seated on the throne. Abba, Father, the well that overflows, the God who was and is and shall be forevermore. Holy is the Lord.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't wanna follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Spirit, lead me. It felt like a burden.
This is the cup you have for me, and even
grace I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the life, the way. I'm done chasing feelings.
I don't know how many more we got on there, but we're out of time. we're gonna Zoom tomorrow night's meeting, and it'll be in the living room again. I thought we might have a little more, but hopefully tomorrow night that Chuck, our techie guy with the sound equipment and stuff, get it all figured out. And we'll have a good meeting tomorrow night. That'll be awesome. And I hope y'all can join us. It'll be an awesome time. We always look and believe that we're coming in one accord and may see the house shake. You never know. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you so much for an awesome time tonight. Lord, I just ask that you be with my brothers and sisters, that during this time now, Lord, is the time to get draw nigh unto you in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for all the overcoming power that you've given us to do this, and to be a help to the kingdom, and to want to get this gospel out in a great way. Father, we thank you for the prayers of the saints that goes out with these people overseas that are getting the gospel out. Father, we ask and we pray for your presence among them and your protection among them. And Lord, I lift up, I've got one here. We lift up Jim, who is Jeff and Terry's friend, that is in the hospital with internal bleeding from a knee surgery. And they say it's life threatening, but ain't nothing life threatening in you, man. And we just lift Jim up. We command that knee to be healed. We command the internal bleeding to stop. And we command the doctors to leave this man alone. I thank you, Father, that he is healed, delivered, and set free, and given the glory to you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that Jim is healed because of the faith in Terry and Jeff that are I'm believing for him, and I praise you, Father, for a complete recovery in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you for all the victories that we're going through ourselves in these overcoming the things that have beset us before. And we praise you, Father, for your Holy Spirit's power inside of us, giving us that authority and the power to overcome. And I praise you for it, Father, and let it always be a continual confession coming out of our mouth that we are yours. We have the mind and body of Christ, and all things pertaining to that, Father. And we praise you, we glorify you, and we thank you for giving everybody a good night's sleep tonight. And Lord, I pray that this praises would like a sweet incense to your nostrils, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right. Good night, saints. God bless you. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Okay.